the port, the investment required. If we want our port to remain a source of revenue for Gibraltar, as it has been for many centuries, we have to invest in the port, and not just in the cruise liner terminal. Port infrastructure has been underinvested in and overexploited. That has to change. We see investment in the port and related services as a gateway to developing an international business hub for the 21st century Gibraltar economy, in order to diversify economic activity away from the traditional areas on which we've been too dependent for too long. This will include the development of a purpose-built office and commercial facility at the port to house port operators who are presently unable to site their operations near enough to the port. This will also include ensuring health and safety in the port area, taking into account, among other things, the recent explosion and fire in the area, and other incidents. Territorial waters. We will implement a GPS vessel monitoring system and permanent CCTV recording of our bay and territorial sea in order to have evidence available of official flouting of the provisions on the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea by the Spanish. Port fees. We will ensure that port fees are kept under annual review to ensure that they remain competitive, and reviews of statutory pilotage and other fees will therefore be made when required. This will be done in consultation with those in the industry. Access to VTS. We will give access to all registered port operators to the VTS system installed at the Gibraltar port to better coordinate the work of the Port Authority and port operators. The port lookout. In addition to the VTS, we believe there is no replacement for a pair of human eyes surveying the situation both in port waters and on the east side. We will therefore bring back the port lookout to monitor shipping activity in the bay and, in certain circumstances, on the east side. Extension jetty. We will address the problems affecting the aging extension jetty. It is very close to residential areas, and we need to ensure the safety of workers and residents in the area. Towage. Compulsory towage should be implemented in certain circumstances, both on the east and west side, learning the lessons of the Federer and the New Flame. In consultation with the industry and the Port Authority, to ensure appropriate levels of safety for navigation, operators and the community, based on risk assessment, we will develop rules requiring compulsory towage using locally available tugs to prevent similar or more serious accidents happening in the future. Port training. We must nurture the port as an asset and as an industry. We can particularly see the port as an engine for growth, for employment, and alternative careers for young people, such as in engineering, port services, and the merchant navy. Apprenticeships and training in port-related activities are essential to guarantee future generations of Gibraltarians can do the jobs required in the port services sector. Through the Future Job Strategy, we will promote government and private schemes for this purpose. Green Port Services. We will pursue making our ports a green shipping hub, like Singapore has recently done. This combines promoting both increased port activity and greater environmental awareness by port operators, as well as a commitment to use the best available technologies. Reporting berth. We will reinstate the reporting berth for yachts as a function of the port, and remove it from the pier masters of the private mariners. This is consistent with the position that we took in Parliament on this issue. Workshop and mess. There is a need for a refurbished and modern workshop for port seamen and a new mess. We will endeavour to find suitable locations for these. Port launches. We will establish the cost of annual maintenance and repairs to port launches in order to determine whether it would be more cost-effective to purchase new vessels.